just okay. waiting for a chance to bounce.
Okay,
they have all the physical strength of men and all the social skills of women. So it's really a tough one to get over when they take.
Damn, yeah. that is
they could
that is
beat a, you up and ruin you.
That is a sizzling hot take, man.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly when the balance tipped, but like gay lads were way more physically able than straight lads, like quite quickly into college, because they just kept up like not being fat slobs.
Yeah. There's shape and then there's gay shape. Yes. I aspire to being in gay shape.
So it's
the gay body fat percentages don't go into double digits. Like that's the
it's measured on basis points. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I like to think a lot of the more horrible homophobia went away because people got better at it. But really what I think what happened was that like all the people who'd be like, let's beat up that guy for being gay, couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, because they're in such good shape.
It's like I can't even catch him. I better hope you don't.
And he's got so much
cowards. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're going to attack someone who could kick the shit out of them.
My problem was they're cowards, but I can't trigger that in them. Because they're not afraid of me, but you know.
They always wear those damn short shorts, which make them able to run at incredible speeds.
when you're not encumbered by your by leg fabric, I think is when we run at our fast. It's why they had to ban nudeness in the Olympics, was because they were running too fast.
Yeah.
I thought it was good the sponsors. Because Floppy Dicks has stopped sponsoring the Olympics.
It's tough. I love as well because all of the best athletes all have like really low rent tattoos on their penises. Mm. So it's like, you know, because they were early in their career. They were just like Bill's hot dog stand. It's just and it makes for good ad. You put athlete penis in a hot dog bun and have Bill's hot dog stand. Because athletes have got good penises. They're for delivering their athletic genes down the pipeline.
They've got good. They've got good cum. Does that mean they've got good penises?
What's the point? Your cum is inherently pointless if it hasn't got a good penis.
Hmm.
And what's you know?
Yeah, I think you're right. You don't put a race car driver in, not a sports car. Yeah.
Yeah. Question for the group here, and it's at this point that I wish this wasn't recorded.
Hmm.
But I'm about to put this into the world, okay?
Sure, yeah, make it happen.
You know when you go for a really long run or, you know, a really hard gym session? Like, I remember after the half marathon that I ran, I went to Wii afterwards, and I was just like, where's it gone?
It's gone.
Your blood is elsewhere. So,
yeah.
like, and I would say I am not at peak athletic performance despite what I look like. Like, if you were like, you know, top of the game at like the 5K, like is it crawling back inside you? Like how much for? Or are they just so used to it that they remain tumescent, regardless of the level of exertion?
I think you're asking the right questions, Gavin. As always, and you're in the right part of the library, as usual. I think it really is beyond us mere mortals. You're the closest to it, so you might be closer to an answer than we are, but in terms of peak physical perfection, but like you've seen sprinters, like their dicks are flopping around. Like it's all you can do to not like look at their. So yeah,
I think, Gav, it's actually nothing to do with the body. I think it's a confidence issue.
It's on my part or their part?
On your part. They're in the Olympics. They know.
Hey, it's not the old hard picks.
You're there.
It's the old Olympics.
You're there, like worrying about what Strava thinks about all of this. That's small dick energy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is actually real small dick energy.
And your dick knows it. These guys are like, I am for the next 9.8 seconds, arguably one of the fastest men in the world.
Yeah,
I might be the fastest man in the world.
Try to apply that my. Willie is like a little turtle that's like, oh, over 2 hours for a half marathon, I'm going to crawl back inside this shell.
Strava stands for it. That's what the acronym is. It's small todger, really almost a vagina, actually.
Oh, really incredible sticking of the landing there. Because, Gav, I've only ever heard both extremes. Oh, sorry. I've heard both extremes. Where some people are like, after like a gym session or after like a wrestling match, is like, just get back. And this is the rare one. He's like, you get back to the fucking locker room. You just want to fuck something, you know? I'm like,
this is not about horniness. This is about blood flow.
It's about blood flow.
You're absolutely right. Sorry, I've taken this down a completely yeah, you're right. That's what I said.
Just because Brad and Martin put fucking Viagra into their Powerade before matches to impress Brock Lesnar, in case he ever comes along, doesn't mean that that's the norm for everyone. What I think is going on here is the sprinters with the big floppy todgers, like, they are shriveled. That's them shriveled.
Oh.
Wow.
They've probably girded their loins thoroughly, and it still puts us more... Like, think about how much faster Usain Bolt is than you. And, like, how could everything else about him not be that much better?
Yeah.
That's tough.
Like, they're even... I can't imagine what the benefit of it would be. Sprinters in particular. I don't know what the benefit of it is, but they're all jacked in the upper body, too.
What's going on there? Like, it's like, well, I can't exercise my legs anymore, but I am superhuman, so I might as well get just like giant swinging knockers for pecs. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's just to be like, no, don't worry. We there are trade-offs, but you would barely notice them for how perfect we are.
You know? I do feel like sprinting is one of those that's like swimming is heavy on this as well. I'm like, genetics have done 99.9% of the work here. Like, you could do, like, that guy could do nothing and he'd probably still look about half as good.
Yeah. Possibly. Oh, in terms of look good, yeah. In terms of being in the Olympics, I'd say he probably works pretty hard.
Oh, I'd say he works harder than almost anyone.
No, man, you know, probably the Olympics isn't work anyway. So, you know, you give the guy the Iggy on the line, you see the guy selling the most merchandise going to win the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. But, Usain Bolt got beaten a load of behind closed doors races, but honestly, Nike just made the call.
And I think at that high level of speed as well, it doesn't even make you dumber. You'll have noticed if you've ever played sports at a low level that speed is inversely correlated with intelligence. Like, the fastest guy in the rugby team is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
But I think when you get to like that, like, transcendent level, like, Usain Bolt never comes across as stupid. He sometimes comes across as silly, which is actually quite an intelligent thing to do when you're like doing a post sprint interview and you're like, yeah, I'll just eat chicken nuggets and fucking that's basically how it's like that's high level thinking, because he's building his brand while he's just run a thing that would make your heart explode if your body tried to do it. I think everything must just slow down for them, and they can just everything. They're just brilliant. I really want to have sex with a bunch of Olympic sprinters. It's just what I'm getting at here. It's a very roundabout way of saying it, and I think they can do better than me is the main problem. I think.
Well, you're funny.
Yeah, you know, the way an Olympic sprinter's heart is through their funny bone.
It's through their funny bone. That's true. If I could tickle their humorous ivories, they may. They may take a whack at tickling the nether regions of my anus.
as the old wives' tale goes.
It does go that way.
Yeah.
I would like to take this opportunity to say hello to any members of Michelle's family who've tuned in. It's good that you're choosing this episode to listen to.
Welcome to the Arsehole Hour. We're going to talk a lot more about...
Every podcast we do is the Arsehole Hour.
Three arseholes talking about that. This is one.
It's going to be... So you might as well listen to this. Like her mother is thankfully technologically illiterate because she keeps asking about it, but she cannot find it. And we're not helping. I think it's probably for the best. I'm gonna go get a delicious non-alcoholic beer. For this final countdown episode that we're recording at the moment.
That's right, it's the final countdown. I am drinking a Little Fawn because I'm worth it.
Yeah, you've done a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. There's your prize.
Thanks.
I'm drinking a Heineken because I, now that I'm once again doing a job, finding time to even do small things like run to the shop, it's evading me once again.
Like,
oh man,
the doing move. Job. Go. Sorry, go on.
Hello, go.
The move from unemployed, where somehow you're busy all the time, just by doing absolutely fuck all,
Crazy.
To having to achieve the same things without all that time, just impossible.
It's like, I don't know, like I had no time in when I had nothing to do. Now I got all these expectations and shit, and I'm like, but how is my dry cleaning going to happen?
Yeah, how's my dry cleaning? How am I going to spend 2 hours in the gym? How am I going to spend an hour deciding what I want for lunch and then an hour making it?
There's a two-word answer to all of these questions that you're just studiously avoiding, gentlemen, and it's civil service.
Damn. That sounds great.
And to those of you who are like who are listening, they're going, oh, that's all very well for you. Nice cushy number in the civil service. The same reason why it's not quite as cushy as it seems is the same reason why you can get a job there like tomorrow. We struggle to find people. The wages.
Yeah.
But no matter how low they are, you will still be overpaid. That's I don't know what you'd have to pay me to get like a commensurate effort ranking. And for some reason, we're all communists and socialists and stuff. Like we think we benefit in that environment, where we would measure. I guess we would in a really corrupted version of it, where you were punished, like everything was just redistributed willy nilly, so that achievement was punished. I think we would do well there.
Yeah.
I mean, we would do well in what Jordan Peterson thinks socialism is. But that'd be, you know. So you're just going to take all my money and give it to that guy, and next thing, well, let me tell you something, buddy, not bloody likely. You know. That's for sure. You're going to have a hard time getting my money off of me when I have...
If you're somehow able to convince Jordan Peterson that it was take someone else's money and give it to him, he'd be all for it.
He's all for it. He's been doing it his whole career.
Yeah.
Well, that's called sales, and I'm really good at it. I did last night start watching the original Muppet Show from the beginning, and it really
is. A lot of communist bullshit in that fucking Henson. McCarthy lets one out.
And then he got cancer. So that'll teach you. So that'll teach you where you're going to get with communism, fucko. You're going to get bloody cancer. That's for sure. Fucko. Not bloody likely.
Everyone keeps giving stuff to Oscar the Grouch. Get a job, you damn Grouch.
And you think Oscar Sesame the Street. Grouch?
You think he's
fallen as far as a man can fall? Well, let me tell you. Not bloody likely, not even close.
Sorry, Jack, we interrupted.
No, I was just going to say that the Muppets started on Sesame Street, so that's fine.
Was Sesame Street first?
Yeah, and the only reason that the Muppet Show exists, they were like the Muppets were a featured segment on Sesame Street.
Is what I read
last night, because I was like, wow, the first episode of the Muppet Show, the woman who's the guest on it, I'm like, what a brave person. To be like, yep, I'm a dancer, and I'm going to be a guest on whatever the Muppet Show is, and nobody knows because it hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to be the way they figure it out.
much like all guests who were on the short-lived Dunphy Show.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's he going to do? Let's see. I'm going to be, it's pre-me too, baby. I'm going to be grabbing testicles left and right. And it was nice of him to tell us the order in which he was going to grab our testicles.
Yeah. Right. The worst thing about testicle grabbing is when you're like, oh no, I was expecting it over here.
I was expecting it over. Is Kermit the only Muppet that's still, I don't know if he's still, because I haven't watched either in a very, very long time, but is he the only one that crosses over? The Kermit used to be on both.
I don't know. Because the thing you immediately notice is that the core Muppet crew is the exact same as it was in 1976 today. Like it's Gonzo, it's Fozzie, it's Miss Piggy, it's all the same. But they didn't go woke.
They didn't put sensible shoes on.
They did go woke by adding extra Muppets, but they kept all the originals as well.
That's good.
Except now
you'd be hard pushed to racially identify fucking any of them.
I always saw Miss Piggy as a strong black woman. Like, I don't know.
Like... yeah, she has a touch of strong black woman about her, for sure. I never thought about it.
But it is, yeah, you can't racially identify them.
Except for Gonzo.
Except for Gonzo.
Except for Gonzo. Gonzo picked his side very clearly.
Sam Eagle's pretty white, but then he also could be like a black conservative. He could be like a Clarence Thomas or a Thomas Sowell-esque character. Mm. He's not actually, his race isn't obvious, his politics are.
Yeah, Swedish Chef is quite clearly Swedish.
Yeah, that's the only.
Yeah, he's a human Muppet. That's, he's a different category, required. Isn't he?
Yeah, his ethnicity is required for the bit.
Yeah.
Good for the Muppets. Yeah, and props to Juliette Prowse, who rolled the dice with the Muppet Show.
Look where she is now.
Died of cancer at 59.
Oh damn! I did not want to hear that, Jack. You could have lied.
Yeah, sorry.
Should have lied.
Yeah,
so it's time to start telling the truth.
Fell down a Wikipedia hole.
And I think to Brad and Martin, I would like to apologize. Obviously, you don't both spike your Powerade with Viagra prior to your matches. Only one of you do. And I'll let the listener figure that out. It seemed at first like Jack was probably doing it as a joke, but then like Jack was missing when he remember Jack had his tore his ACL and he was out.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were still going out there with their big boners.
Yeah. It's much easier to kick out when you can, that's your backup kick out. You know, I'll just do a single, you know, inverted cock push up and
get them right off there. Like a, you know, old school Robot Wars contestant, just like ga-dong, you know, like.
Yeah. Sir Thrill-a-Lot. the taking of Viagra deliberately
we all take it accidentally.
Well, to deliberately make your yes, that's true.
I thought it was my antibiotic.
I thought that. What was I? better than the other way around. I'd rather have a persistent bacterial infection than no boner. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's a way to do that as a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
But that joke is based on a Brian Danielson started a rumor about the Ryback. He's he just told everyone that Ryback takes Viagra before his matches in case Brock Lesnar sees he's trying to impress him.
Just who he's hanging dong.
Yeah. It's like he told it seriously enough that it just got around as one of those.
Here's the thing.
Having never taken Viagra, is it the kind of thing where like you'd be hanging dong, or is it like an express ticket to Boner Town? Because my assumption is it's an express ticket to Boner Town, which I don't know would impress Brock Lesnar.
It makes that's a good point, actually. You certainly don't want him to think you're challenging him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wouldn't write about that. It does. It makes you far more likely. It would take far less stimulus probably to give you a ticket to Boner Town having. But again, I like all the literature you read about it is for people who should be taking it. My experiences with it are for fun.
Not a lot of science.
Not my colleague in AIB who was fucking 21 years old and took it on nights out for a laugh.
Not just in case, for a laugh.
For a laugh.
There's something else going on there.
But and also, more often than not, one thing would lead to another. I think he was in like a kind of crew where like, oh, it's just a bunch of horny 21-year-olds, you know? Like, he was like, I'll take it for a laugh. People will find it very funny. And then, obviously, I'll get to use it.
I'll be ready to rock and roll. Fair enough. I've noticed it'll increase your flaccid size as well. It just increases fucking blood flow in general. Again, I've no idea would that be the case if you were taking it to like legitimately reanimate a corpsified 70-year-old penis. I don't know what it would do, but if you're just like,
there's only one way to find out.
If you're somewhere
get
between
me
like,
Flair.
Get me Rick.
Woo! Irrelevant again. So I don't know. there is they are a tremendous fun though when you. Well, no, I don't even want to say don't need them, because who knows? You know, how do you know you didn't need it if you're popping them?
You've been taking them every day for 10 years, man. Point, you don't know.
I can see why you would get into the habit of just, like, if you got into the habit of taking them and you're like, because they don't work instantly. And so you're like, I'll just pop one just in case. Like, then don't you just always have to just pop one just in case and so that you're ready? And presumably they don't.
And then you're waking up,
else.
Waking up really ready to attack the day.
I don't know if you want to wake up with that much of a boner. Like, it's one thing if you're going for round two in the morning, or round one in many cases. Ready for round two, baby? Well, let's get round one out of the way and then we can go again. Something that came up in conversation actually during the week, last week, the episode hasn't come out. I thought I sent it to Rob. I didn't. I don't know who I sent it to.
My mother-in-law.
But it's hopefully not our competitors, the baby with the one eyebrow podcast. That'd be But then I saved it. It's the download link has expired. I was able to find it in my drafts, or maybe if it's in my drafts, I guess I didn't send it to anyone. In any case, the link expired, so hopefully I did save it on my computer at work and I'll find it tomorrow. So no episodes come out, so who knows when this will come out. Anyway, this is very interesting, and I know
yes.
you're glad that, I know you're glad that I went down.
Can you tell it again? I missed the start.
I might tell it again in D minor. It's a good key.
That's a great key.
To speak in. We were talking about we were mentioning last week the Rammstein and how everyone went to the gig in uniform.
Yes.
What's the consensus on wearing t-shirt of band to gig of band?
I've got to say, I this is a little bit of an aside, which is not where we should start.
That's fine.
I was at the Sugar Babes on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there was several people in the Rammstein outfit, and I just thought that was great.
that's funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, not a lot of Lamb of God cutoffs at the show.
Were they?
Yeah, how wrong you'd be.
Were the people in the Rammstein outfit also making it very funny by going slogan? I don't know. I thought the stage show was a bit lackluster compared to what I heard.
No, they were. No, because the lacklusterness of the stage show is kind of part of the appeal. It's like, give us nothing, Siobhan. Give us nothing. We're Phil.
Does one of the Sugar Babes not sing?
They all,
not, or not really sing?
I think they sing to various degrees. But, like, they all sing. Yeah. Also been a couple of different Sugar Babe lineups.
Yeah. Michelle was telling me all about them. She has, like, Michelle will just not know things and then she'll just know things. Like, she was just listing off the fucking dates. That the various Sugar Babes came in.
Then,
and, like,
bam! Yeah, push the button comes out.
But yeah, I mean, they, which
it's
paved
a game
the way.
Changer for UK pop music.
she went into that. we were out for dinner with my family. They were suitably impressed. Apart from my father, who's deaf, who said, what? But I was watching them on Glastonbury, and they were just doing everything they could not to show one of them. The one with all the tattoos they were showing, and the black one they were showing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
like
Siobhan,
and they were fairly.
Siobhan is the other one. That's the Irish gal with the red hair, who I will say gives the minimum required amount of effort to be on stage at any given time.
Have they gotten rid of Heidi? Is Heidi gone?
Might just be hiding.
She might. He bloody might not.
Say bloody probably.
How would you tell?
No, man, is what you've experienced is the other two just being way more watchable than Siobhan.
No, it's I could tell that they were certainly really singing. That they weren't doing the back. And I wasn't sure that was going to be true, because I mean, I don't know, was Glastonbury always like this, or was this the year of just bringing back the Sugar Babes and their ilk? Like,
No. There's always, there's always an element of that. Like, there's like one of the famed spots at Glasto is like the legend slot, like on the Sunday afternoon, where they bring back a real old timer, you know, like a Dolly Parton level person. And that's like a, there's, so there's a lot of, there's a long tradition of like, of range of stuff. But was there a particularly early noughties pop vibe to it?
There just seemed to be a lot of what they showed on television. There just seemed to be a lot of that. Like, I didn't see Wheatus, but I was waiting for them.
Yeah.
There.
Like, and of course, when pushed, I can't think of one single other example.
Yeah.
So who knows? But see, where did you see the
The babes of Shug were in the Ivy Gardens, and it absolutely pissed rain, and
Were
it
they in the
slept
tent
no
at
one there.
least?
They no. So they were covered, but the audience was soaked entirely through. Yeah.
You plebs, you deserve to be rained on.
No, Siobhan.
Well,
Sorry, Siobhan.
they should have
Sorry,
put
Siobhan.
Siobhan out. No, Siobhan could have gone out in the rain, then maybe she'd have moved a bit more. I don't know. There was some reason why the BBC cameraman wasn't picking her up at all.
No, the rain would have
The
simply moved around
BBC
Siobhan.
cameraman is like a velociraptor.
His vision is based on movement.
I will say that when even the most basic of choreography comes into play, the crowd loses their fucking mind. Like, if all three gals are doing like a basic grapevine, it's like, ah.
That's the key, but that's the key though. Like you lose, like if you're dancing like Michael Jackson, it's like okay, that's impressive for a second, but like where do you go from here?
Yes.
If you're all static and then you give them something, that's,
Yeah.
you know, the
And then
Sugar
where do you
Babes, they
go?
know how to work.
And then where do you go from there? The answer, unsurprisingly, key changes.
Yeah.
They love a good key change. It doesn't always. And you're not always thinking, you know what this song needs is a key change, but they do bring
Yeah, because
it.
I was too lost in you to even think about a key change, and then bam.
Yeah, the sound engineer who was there when they were recording it was like, we haven't done anything in a while. Should we get them to do a key change? Oh, I think otherwise people will realize we're not needed. Yeah, we would better get them to do a key change. Did
sorry,
they have support, the Babes of Sugar, or were
they
they
had
just one
some
of?
DJ. They had some DJ. We got there at 5 to 9 because they were on stage at 9. We went for some wine beforehand, and
Lovely.
yeah, it was a delight. It was a delight.
Nice.
Sorry, it was actually sorry. I didn't bring a raincoat, nor did someone else who was in our crew. So we like immediately went to someone's gaff to get changed, and then went from.
Yeah. How would you rate Ivy Gardens as a venue?
Accidentally went to the Dropkick Murphys there on Sunday night as well. I had such a good time. Yeah, I went to meet. I
How did
went to
you
meet.
accidentally go there?
I went. I went to meet Barry and Beryl for a pint. Barry was in town for the first time in a while, and we were like, "Oh God, the Dropkick Murphys are on." He's like, "Ah, we wouldn't go to the Dropkick Murphys." Fast forward, it's 2 a.m. in Whelan's, and we're like, "God, the Dropkick Murphys were really great, weren't they?"
The Dropkick Murphys are a very Jack Farrell band to go to. That's
Oh yeah. Like no better three lads to just be like, right, will we stop drinking in the Stag's Head and instead continue drinking in Ivy Gardens watching the Dropkick Murphys with what could only be described as other fat men?
yeah, that's gonna be your crowd, isn't it? And it was less about. It probably is based on the name of a wrestler. Right? Like Dropkick Murphy sounds like
But
something
that's a
that
gr I have no idea, but that's a good
doesn't it sound like
good
a
question.
Carnival era like thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and welcome to the
But
ring, Dropkick Murphy.
Dano O'Mahony. Oh no, he's in there with Dick Shickett, who's kicked the Dick Shickett out of him for real. That really happened. That's a thing that used to happen. You build up your big, you like when they started working wrestling and doing more and more working and having it be less and less real. Eventually, I was like, these guys don't really need to be wrestlers. Wouldn't it be easier to get someone who's marketable and just have them win, given that we get to decide? But what would happen is that there just some bloke would be like, I'm gonna beat him because I can't.
Yeah, yeah, but I'd like to win, yeah.
I'd like to win, though. So it famously happened to a gentleman called Dan O'Mahony, or Dan O'Mahony. He was an Irishman. Couldn't wrestle a lick, but he was marketable to the bunch of Irish hicks who were going to wrestling at the time. And a man called Dick Shickett beat the living shit out of him in the ring. And that was the end, of Dan O'Mahony.
But there's no statue of Dick Shickett in Ireland, is there?
There fucking isn't. Actually, there is. It's outside.
It's right next to the statue of O'Mahony. He's in the process of beating the shit out of him. He insisted upon that statue being built, and no one was willing to tell him no, because he could just beat the shit out of them.
When you've got someone in a dreaded toehold, you can pretty much get them to agree to whatever, and including like legacy ruining statue alterations that must go forward. Is Dan O'Mahony the guy who, like, his mummified arm is just in a pub somewhere? Is that the right guy?
I have no idea. I know that there's a statue of him in like Ballydehob or something.
Is it also possible that I'm actually thinking of The Mummy Returns, where all the various bits of the mummy get back together?
Or various popes.
The many of the popes are spread about the place. It's such that they don't recombine. Yeah. That is true.
The Italians bloody love mummifying things. Any sort of saint is like, you want to see their finger? I saw Galileo's finger.
Whoa.
Were you tempted? Were you tempted?
I was, yeah.
God, I'm like, I don't necessarily want to pop my butt cherry, but it's fucking Galileo's finger.
Galileo, yeah.
If there was ever a man for innovation.
Actually, I could put it beside my penis, because Galileo had something to do with telescopes, didn't he?
He did.
And you could do with one to see my penis.
To see my
small it is. I would also like to break at this moment to say hello again to any members of my family who might have tuned into this podcast at the moment.
Manus, I distracted from a question about the uniform of band.
Oh, is it acceptable to wear a uniform? I mean, obviously, over a certain age, you're 12.
To wear the band's t-shirt or a different band's t-shirt?
Oh, a different band's t-shirt, I would almost say, is less acceptable, only for the reason that it became like, it's the thing you do when you want to wear you want to deliberately not wear the t-shirt of the band. Whereas at least if you're like, oh, I'm going to Rammstein and wearing my Rammstein uniform, it's like, okay, buddy.
I'm earnestly enjoying this shit and I like it.
I've been caught by this before because all I own is plain t-shirts and band t-shirts. It's all I have. So, and I have had multiple people be like, oh, wearing a fucking Springsteen shirt to a Sugar Babes concert. That didn't actually happen. I was wearing a Childish Gambino shirt to a Sugar Babes concert. Now that I think about it.
You should be ashamed of yourself, you scumbag.
And God damn it, I'll wear my Sugar Babes t-shirt to Childish Gambino. People have called me out on it in a way that felt, I would say, wildly irrelevant.
Someone who's going to like say it to you is, they are irrelevant. I mean, I didn't realize Crocs weren't cool until I was in Thailand and a girl from a South Dublin girl turned to me and goes, are you wearing Crocs to the full main party? I was like, I fucking clearly am. That's not a question.
I presume
your point is I shouldn't be for some reason, but like,
you'd be like, are you wearing Crocs to the main party? Like, no.
Nah, bitch.
Nah, dog, your eyes is crazy.
No, I didn't have the confidence in the world to stare down the insults, slings and arrows that my male friends will give me already on my wear. But like one moderately attractive girl tells me not to wear something at that age anyway. I was
throw
like,
them in the bin.
Fucking these are gone and now in the sink. I don't even need these aren't mine. I was borrowing them from my friend. They're from my friend. Yeah.
And now things have come full circle, Manus, and Crocs are cool.
The Crocs are fucking back, baby.
Yeah, people have started decorating their Crocs. Crocs have a fully... Now that people know what sport mode is, they're admiring Crocs in sports mode.
Yeah.
My gym has a no Crocs policy. And I'm like, bro, clearly, what are you talking about? People are buzzing around in flip-flops here. was there, like, Crocs in sport mode are better than most runners.
Yeah.
Why has your gym, is it just a blanket no Crocs policy, or have they justified their bullshit?
There's words that used to be available to me that I can't say anymore, probably for the best, but that I want to use on this budget tools.
Yeah. Would you say that they are, how many times have they been
multiple times? Well, if they weren't the first time, it would be impossible for them to be the thing I want to call them. No, I don't know. I'm sure they're all very nice, with perfectly functional prefrontal cortexes and no impulse control issues, especially not the guy who, everyone knows when I go to the gym, so I could be in trouble for this. Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
They all
know. You never shut up about it.
I fucking constantly. I've never once gone and not told someone.
Yeah. Well, what's the point of going if you don't tell someone? That's why I'm on Strava. Just gotta.
Sometimes I tell people even when I haven't gone.
Yeah, yeah, that's the sweetest cherry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no one checks. Go to gym later. Go later.
Yeah. Haven't been a few weeks and you just like struggle to get off a chair. Like, oh, shouldn't have gone to the gym a few days ago. Yeah.
It's a good save because what it does is it fools everyone.
They think they know.
They're looking at you though, and they might be looking at a body that looks like it's not been to the gym in a while, but really, once you tell them that you have, it completely messes with the mind.
Exactly. Yeah. They're like, well, you must be doing some like core work or something, you know.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go to the gym after this podcast. The fact that I have a delivery window open beside Zoom has nothing to do with and should not be taken as evidence that that's not true.
You get protein to you in the quickest way possible. If you can think of a quicker way, I'd like to hear it.
You're right, Manus. I have closed the window because I've decided I'm going to the chipper instead.
Reasonable, because that's a good way to get carbohydrates and fat into you as quickly as possible. If you can think of a quicker fucking way.
If you can think of a quicker way, macros are macros, you know. Yeah.
We're all just out here in the arena, okay?
My friend once put his, I don't know if he thinks we're friends, but I'd like to consider that we are, or were at least. And one time he put his school jumper on as trousers and his trousers on as a jumper. And he just said, well, you see, this is going to go messing with the minds, man. I then later saw him sitting outside the vice principal's office, still basically clad the same way. They didn't appreciate it.
Forcing him to stay in it while he waits outside the office. That's the real prank. That is like, the vice principal is the greatest prankster of all time.
Yeah, he could have easily been like, fucking switch those around. My mind can't be messed with. But he was like, no.
Making him wait for probably 30 minutes. Stupid decision.
You fucking idiot. The thing is, he's not an idiot. He's the funniest thing in the world. And it completely messed with the minds. This is the thing. It has been lost to history and my memory what he did with his shirt. Like, it seems like the funny thing to do would have been to have that on your bottom half somehow, too.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember if that's what happened. Mm. To be honest with you, this is just secondary school, so it's 5 or 6 years ago at this point. It's hard to remember everything about it. You know?
Yeah, the brain memory's getting foggy.
Yeah. Mm. And that'll fool people too, when you you start to kind of be 25, when you're 36 and a half, plus a half a year old. if they think they're looking at the old body of an older man, but when you tell them that that's not the case,
then they're like, oh, I misjudged this.
I misjudged this whole situation. He's not weird. This is normal. This is normal. As I say this as a man who was on yesterday, one of the nicest days of the year compared to today, and not the nicest day of the year at all. But I was feeling myself a little bit. I was bopping around the place in a reasonably short pair of shorts and a vest. And there were two, they couldn't have been more than 16-year-old girls. Or they were walking in front of me, and I walked in front of them, and I was like, yeah, they're definitely checking out some of this. And only for me to realize they're just laughing at their hair, like that was. They were just they're just like, look at him. That's the hairy back.
That is yeah.
Look at that uncle looking motherfucker.
Yeah. As I'm walking by, I'm thinking like in their mind, like moving in stereo, like Cars is playing. It's like I'm moving in slow motion. They're like, man, that's like a sexy older man. Did damage to Harry Black, and they thought it was very funny. Sorry, I've changed my mind. Actually, that didn't happen. I've changed my mind.
What really happened to us?
So they were actually, everyone was totally stoked on me instead of.
Yeah. And then they applauded.
I feel like, man, as you're rapidly approaching that, that Chris Rock bit from the special after his divorce, where he's like, a pretty successful comedian, you know, like, look, Rihanna is a stretch, but I'm pretty famous.
Yeah.
And he's like, and she's like, oh my God, Mr. Rock, a pleasure to meet you. And he's like, no!
it brings to mind something that I would think of when I would see or hear about these men who are caught in the like decoy stings, you know, where someone would be like, I'm a 14-year-old girl seeking older male company. And the person will go to an appointed place to meet them. And the first time I saw it, it was like Chris Hansen. And now when you see it, it's a bunch of knackers.
Yeah.
But in any case, the principle is always
who want to be violent, but also want to be righteous. Probably more the first thing, but like...
but it's, also they temper each other. But it's the delusion that gets me. It's the... Even if you thought... that this person you were talking to, this like, in some, like this comically younger person, if it was, comically is probably the wrong word, like if they would be, even if you thought like, age of consent rules wrong, 15 should be fine, even if you, and you really thought they really are, it's like, dude, did you really think they were into, and that they could be into older men? I was like, yeah, but look at you. What do you, did you think you? Do you think this was going to happen to you? This doesn't happen to you.
Yeah.
Answer me this. Has this ever happened with any woman ever to you?
Yeah.
Even when you're trying to meet them, that they are receptive to... Because you see the guys who they're catching. And it's like,
it's like no
woman has ever not run away from you. Like what you forget it. Imagine if someone your own age and they approach you. You've got to at least assume it's a catfish.
Yeah. You've got to assume they're after your money or something, you know?
Something, man.
Your parents' money. Yeah, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's not your money because you don't have any. I always the dilemma. It's like, who are you really catching with those things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a guy who hasn't left his basement for the 10 years before. Like, you know, got him off the streets. He was off the streets.
Yeah.
If anything, you briefly got him onto the streets.
Yeah, you briefly got him onto the streets, then into his car, then into the place to get wine coolers and condoms, then back onto the streets, then back into his car, and now where you've brought him.
The Chris Hansen one, more than once, they caught a guy a second time. That's what's fucked. There's at least, I can remember one where they like, one time he came to the house to meet a decoy. And then the next time that they did it, he was like, let's meet somewhere public. I'll meet you at a McDonald's. And they caught him again.
So he learned. So you're saying he learned something.
He had the capacity to in some way learn something.
At this point, Chris, you're just training him to do it right. You know?
Come on, third time's the charm here, buddy.
Yeah. I wonder, because they don't still, it's not still on mainstream television, is it? It's all just, it's Facebook.
It's all internet.
No,
stuff
it's now. All it's all just like vigilantes beating people up in the streets. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard to feel too much sympathy for the people they're catching, but it is hard to see much societal value in the work they're doing either.
No.
Oh, yeah. Like here's the thing. Like, you know, both parties could be fucking scumbags. You know?
It's
like,
true.
Yeah.
I mean this, a pox on both their houses.
Yeah, a pox on both their houses, yeah.
Oh, what are you playing this both sides thing? Typical. No. Look at this. Both sides. Look at this. There's terrible people on both sides.
Terrible people on both sides. Both terrible people. One side trying to have sex with minors. Don't agree with it. Actively disagree.
Against it.
I'm going to say pass. On the other side, people who seem to trap people with mental disabilities and then beat the shit out of them.
And then when you get a guy a second time, you're like, oh.
Oh, I see.
On some level, you're also a victim in this.
Yeah.
You're not the most important victim, but we should probably find a way to help.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one of those, like, you should be in prison, but it should probably be nice.
Yeah. You need to be off the streets, but not in, like, a kind of getting shanked kind of way.
You need treatment. You need more treatment than punishment. You probably need both.
Yeah, you can punish you a little. You were a naughty bee.
But treatment is probably, I'm going to go 75% treatment, 25% punishment.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's a fun thing to do, sort of, to look at the comments on those videos on Facebook. You have to go on Facebook to do it.
Mm.
And the knuckle draggers who were like, there's like the go on, good for you, whatever, fine. But then there's the like, went too easy on him. If that were me, what I'd have done, because there's one thing I hate is child molesters. And you go, yeah, okay, Susan, fucking get in line with everybody else. What do you think? You hate them? No one else does to the point that you have to say it. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no time for people who do that to. I have no zero time for people who do that to Charles. I'm just going to put it out there.
That's a brave,
I don't care. I don't care who comes down after me. Cancel me if you will.
They're treating it like, you know what? And I don't care who knows it. I actually liked Prometheus. I think it added to the Alien canon, you know? It wasn't a perfect movie.
But it added to what it took away.
That's a hot take, Susan.
Take that. Yeah, that's, if you want brave. To come out with that, I'll back you, Susan.
Now, Gab, I actually just emailed your manager that you believe that. So I wouldn't, I'd say you can stay up as late as you want, bro.
4-day weekend. It's coming.
You can stay up as late as you want is a real funny way of telling someone they love.
That is, yeah.
I don't even have a bedtime. Fuck it. Can you whatever I want for dinner? Don't have a bedtime. Yeah. All the things that you think you'd want as a child are things that would indicate you might actually be the target of one of these decoy scams as an adult. I have cake for breakfast. Right. No one cares what time I go at.
Yeah.
You could be a problem.
I think if I ever have children, the difficulty for them is going to be, wow, my dad goes to bed so early. I'm just like, it's lawless. This man sleeps at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll see you as an inspiration.
Probably not. Look at me.
Yeah, it's unlikely that they'll see him as an inspiration.
Do you plan on letting them see other men like that exist?
Yeah, like I'm not going to trap them.
Kids, I think you should see other men, to be honest. This isn't working for either of us. It wouldn't be fair to you to keep going. I think you need to be out there, meet some other dads. You know? They would be unlikely to see you as a role model. They should see you as a role model, but kids don't see the things they should see. Kids have role models like Mel Edmonds and Mr. Blobby.
Yeah.
They think the height of sophistication is having a house party at 7 p.m. on a Saturday evening, at which, who knows when Mr. Blobby might show up and ruin everything. There's one thing you can't accuse me of being, and that's not clued in to what kids are into.
Absolutely, man.
For the 30th some year things, row.
I mean, trends come and go, fashions change, but like some things are consistent, you know? And that
Noel's
is.
House party, man.
Noel's house party is still the height of sophistication.
And leave some room on the pulse for the rest of us, man. That's all I can say.
It's definitely for the best, but it is surprising that they haven't. Because everything gets a reboot. Not NHP. Not even
Well, I think the having his name attached to it is like, you got to find a Noel who's as charismatic as Noel Edmonds. Oh, and let me tell you, good fucking luck.
Eat your trousers off, Noel Fielding. Not a chance. Because I know you wanted it. I know that's what you were thinking. First Boosh, then Bake Off, then House Party. That's what you were thinking, Noel. But it ain't going to happen.
No deal, man. You know? I don't know.
Because Deal or No Deal, that's good.
Because Deal or No Deal.
Like, Noel Evans also did that as well, which is, I presume, still very popular with the kids.
And I would say that, like, we're joking around about Noel Edmonds being charismatic, but you need to be pretty fucking charismatic to make Deal or No Deal a success.
Yeah.
Oh, it was dog shite, wasn't it?
Truly, total dog shite.
Was there skill to it at all? Or was it just here's a box? What about the other box?
I think you could argue that there was some skill in like trying to interpret. No, because the bank had the same information as you.
Yeah,
no, there's no skill.
It was pure nonsense. Like at least the Bradleyverse has all of his various programs have like you can play along at home.
Yeah, you can't play along with him.
Yeah.
But like my favorite part of Deal or No Deal is where he's like gets down to the end and they pretend it's super tense. It's like, I'm gonna go with you, Barbara. And it's like this woman in her 90s who's like, I really hope it's for you. I mean, I've got a feeling that this is like 50%.
And they're so
and then she opens it up, fucking pies and is like, Barbara, I don't blame you. It's like, of course not. It wasn't Barbara's fucking bottle.
Barbara's like, a box opener.
Agency here where none exists. You are like.
I mean, what other ideas did they not run where they're like, let's all douse for water with those sticks that are supposed to. Like, I really think this is going to be a viable well for your community. Sorry, Barbara, I don't blame you that water wasn't down there. The cholera pit, that was unusual though. Strange you managed to get that.
Because
they did it. That they did it in America too. Deal or No Deal translated. It wasn't just like the unique charisma of Noel Edmonds. Edmonds was retired in a very untraditional way that I don't think he was Me Too. I think he actually just stopped being on things.
Lucky man. I mean,
of his generation.
Of his generation, a very lucky man.
And with that facial hair. Woof.
Yeah,
that's true.
That could have gone anywhere.
And the non-facial hair on his head.
Yeah, the whole actually you're right.
Really gone anyway.
Hair on any level, really.
Yeah.
High risk.
Yeah, you need to just be hairless or hair. You just need you know. The amount of hair on you should not be remarkable. I think it's okay.
Well, I think like the reason, or part of the reason that Edmonds wasn't Me Too'd, obviously, like he's a decent guy, it seems, is one reason.
Yeah. Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Of like a mob coming for him in the form of Mr. Blobby. So like he knew Bobby. What it felt like. It was like it's not worth the risk. No amount of strange is worth the risk.
You're happy there, you're at your house party, it's about 7:10 in the evening, you know, maybe you've had a guest, maybe you haven't, and just the doorbell rings, it must be time for our second guest. Fucking no it isn't. Why did you just put out that big cake, Noel? You know what Mr. Blobby's likely to do.
Gav, I think you're on to something, but I think you've got the conclusion wrong. I don't think it wasn't like it won't be worth it in case Mr. Blobby shows up. I think his accusers knew whose side Mr. Blobby was really on.
The best
we can hope to do is aim him.
And I think
I've seen their repartee. I'm not getting on the right side of Blobby here.
We should have known that Edmonds was clean. And we should have known because look it. If he was able to resist molesting Mr. Blobby, there's nothing too tempting for him. Even.
In fairness, if you were to describe Mr. Blobby as, you know, in very simplistic terms, like big round shapes.
Yeah.
Wears a lot of pink. There's some blonde in there.
Yeah.
I mean, those big eyes.
Yeah, big eyes.
And then when you see
completely hairless.
soft felt skin.
So soft, yeah. Like, it's one of those things where if Edmonds had been touching up the lobster, I'm not saying I'd have done it, but I understand.
Sharp dresser.
Dicky bow, yeah. all at all times.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like a Chippendales dancer, like, you know.
With far more grace than that term would impart to you. You know, he's similar. The closest thing, yeah, Chippendales dancer. But I mean, this Mr. Blobby, sir. Surely he must be Sir Mr. Blobby by now.
Yeah. He's at least an OBE, you know.
If it's Sir Keir Starmer, then surely it must be Sir Mr. Blobby.
Mr. Blobby is making a really. He's certainly taking bookings.
He's done wrestling. He's done at least one wrestling show.
He's done multiple wrestling shows.
And to be fair, if I had to do a match, I wouldn't mind being in the Blobby suit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the original. It's the guy. It's not. They didn't rent the suit. They got the guy.
Well, that's a mistake. That's a mistake because the guy's got to be old at this point.
Yeah.
I think they got the original guy as well.
That's so unfair to the original guy. And they killed him. Like,
put him up against Brock Lesnar and now he's dead.
Why didn't we just put a wrestler in the suit? That would have been a great idea.
Oh, they'll never believe it.
They'll know it's not the real Blobby. That's the problem. Yeah.
Okay, one sec. I've done some quick Googling and actually he's actually being played by the Miles Morales of Mr. Blobby's. He's the second one.
He's like Doink the Clown. There's
been two. One guy from 92 to 2015, and then he hung up the bow tie, and someone else has taken over from 2015 onward.
Well, the guy now in 2015 is wearing a suit. The other guy looked like Mr. Blobby.
Yeah. It took us till 2015 to get the technology to recreate it. They have to 3D print that suit.
You just see him in the shower, he's just what he's sharing, but he's all that's coming off is the pink. It's not like old lobster. There was things to talk about, but I don't want to talk about it.
I think if we've done anything, it's talk.
Yeah. And it's wet and miserable outside. I don't want to, this is, and the sad thing is this is already nicer than last July because we had a nice day yesterday.
Yeah,
it rained from the 1st of July to the last of July. Last July, we had a nice day yesterday, so it's already nicer, which is
wild.
I don't know what to make of it, but this is crap.
This is crap, and I do have to go to the chipper.
You absolutely do. Have you got a? Did you have anything that you reviewed? You just have Heineken, don't you?
I just had a Heineken. I didn't have time to run to the shop, but there is beer that I think I can steal from work, but I think it's just Peronis in the beer fridge, so I'll...
Well, I mean, that's Italian craftsmanship, it never gets old. I mean,
exactly, yeah, it would be unfair to review it from my low position.
I think Gavin's only having a little fun again. I've just been through the pearly gates, which I've been reviewing the whole time. I feel sad that I did not get to ask Gavin if he enjoyed his paper anniversary.
It's 1 year on since when he fucked that paper.
It's 1 year on since Gavin, we were curious. We won't ask you too much about your 1 year anniversary, your paper anniversary.
Yeah.
Did you continue the tradition of getting violent diarrhea to commemorate your 1 year anniversary as James did on his 1 year anniversary?
Wait, what?
It was on. I'm not speaking out of school because he talked.
Don't
about
speak
it
ill of the dead, Manus.
It's true. It's unfortunate that he died after that bed of diarrhea. Yeah, James went to, like, on his first anniversary, I think he went to Barcelona. I think he got, like, all violently shitty.
I got violent diarrhea, and I just thought it was me, because, like, that's not a normal occurrence for me.
In fact, the episode we talk about it on is called, like, Paper Anniversary or something.
Because it was about toilet paper.
Toilet paper anniversary, yeah.
So this is information that he did volunteer. Now, and it was a time when people actually listened to it, so people would know. Now, I don't feel like I'm bringing it back up to anyone who hasn't already heard it, so this is fine. But congratulations on success.
Thank you very much. Didn't think we'd make it, but we did. None of us did.
The pool ran out 2 months ago.
The group chat with Joyce has been a real roller coaster over the last year. And let me tell you, man, she got close a couple of times, but
yeah.
Nice that he stuck the landing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, closer than Gavin ever got it. That's not fair. None of that's fair. True, but it's not fair to say. It's not. No, congratulations to both of you. It really doesn't feel like a year. That's
no, it does
not. No, absolutely stone cold terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a quick one.
Yeah. I hate our this load.
Are ebbing away.
I have never felt more single in my entire life.
You look pretty. May I say, Jack, if it helps at all, as you tan more, you are starting to resemble Terrence Howard.
That's a good looking man.
It is a good looking
Hollywood's
man.
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard from Hollywood, who was in Iron Man, the first one. Don't look up anything.
The first one, who fumbled the bag massively on that.
I mean, that is a good comparator with me then in that case.
You've
been a bag fumbler. I fumbled more bag than most people will ever touch.
That's true.
I appreciate that. I will potentially make some drastic beard related choices based on this throwaway comment, and maybe I'll try and invent a new kind of map.
You should. And if you start and I think that should be, it's late in the year for New Year's resolutions, but that should be all of our New Year's resolution, which is to take comments that could be interpreted negatively and interpret them that way. You know, if there's any room for ambiguity, interpret it negatively.
Or else, how else will we improve?
And if you really want to internalize it, make it part of you. Make the negativity part of who you are. I think that's a good, solid resolution, mid-year resolution for all of us. Now, I don't think anyone has anything to review. Me and Jack certainly don't. Gavin, I think you had a phone e-book, which
I've got a little phone, exactly, which is remains a 10. Beautiful.
It's, you know, but 10 out of 10 for effort for all of us, because we're doing pretty great.
Actually think if I was to give us a rating out of 10, it would also be 10.
It'd be 10.
And only because it doesn't go up to 11. That's the only reason it's not 11, because it's out of 10.
Yet.
Yeah, still, we got the boys in the lab working on it.
There's some fighting these dogs yet.
We've reached 15. All right. That's the end of the episode for anyone listening. Who knows when you're going to get it? Because there's not a robust system of checks and balances in place for making sure these things get to you on time. So,
be lucky if you get it. You know, feel grateful.
When we have more listeners, there was a very robust group of people who would pester me until the episode came out. But now it's just a fucking, I might get one message. It's like, really? It's late again? end of it. And that's on a good week. That's on a good week. So it really only leaves us one thing to cheers to. And I think it's to the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Robbie.
Mr. Blobby!
Mr. Blobby!
OBE to you.
Okay, guys. I gotta go.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.